This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says government is committed to continuing health insurance service, implementing one-dose system and making strong regulation despite financial crisis. President Ramchandra Porwal returns home after completing a four-day official visit to Japan. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari says Commission is working to control misleading information that could affect the upcoming House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March, and Israeli strikes killed 20 Palestinians in Gaza. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has expressed commitment that the government would address the problems facing the health insurance scheme. During a discussion related to health insurance program at the office of the Prime Minister today, the Prime Minister pledged to manage financial resources for the scheme. Prime Minister Karki said the government was committed to continuing the health insurance service, implementing one-dose system and making strong regulation despite financial crisis. Assuring immediate resources, the Prime Minister said health insurance should be continued even by borrowing loan or managing other resources. Citing unpaid dues from the Health Insurance Board, several hospitals across the country have stopped providing services under the scheme. Meanwhile, health service providers have said it has become difficult to continue payments for past services have not been received. The Health Insurance Board has reported that over 10 billion rupees are still pending for health institutions nationwide. President Ramchandra Porwal has arrived home today after completing his official visit to Japan. Vice President Ramsaya Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister Sushila Karki, ministers and the chiefs of security bodies welcomed President Porwal at the VVIP launch of Trivandrum International Airport today. A contingent of Nepali Army accorded a guard of honor to the head of the state. At the invitation of Japanese government, President Porwal led a delegation to attend a special ceremony organized on the occasion of the 70th anniversary of Nepal-Japan diplomatic relations on the 1st of February. The president was also accompanied by his spouse, Sabita Porwal. Officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has said activities are underway in a planned manner to prevent possible misuse of technology in the upcoming House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March. Addressing a program organized by the Election Commission to exchange Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the representatives of TikTok on Wednesday, the Chief Election Commissioner said a historic agreement was signed and it would be instrumental in creating a clean digital atmosphere for House of Representative election. Bhandari expressed the belief that the agreement would help to minimize violation of election code of conduct and curb spread of false information. He thanked the TikTok for its free support to stop misuse of its tech platform that might take place during election. On the occasion, Election Commission Joint Secretary and Spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai and Head of the Public Policy and Government Relations at TikTok, Firdaus Al-Motakin, exchanged the MOU. A Turkish Airlines aircraft that took off from Trivandrum International Airport made a safe landing in Kolkata of India after a fire warning was detected in its right engine. According to the Airport Search and Rescue Coordination Center, the THY-727 aircraft bound for Istanbul reported a fire indication in its right engine to Kathmandu Approach Control while climbing after takeoff this afternoon. The aircraft was later diverted to Kolkata, where it landed safely. The airport office confirmed that all 236 people on board, including 225 passengers and 11 crew members, are safe. Newly appointed Sri Lankan ambassador to Nepal, Ruwanthi Delpitiya, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sushila Karki at the office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, today's meeting discussed the bilateral relations and issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Karki congratulated the newly appointed Sri Lankan ambassador and wished her a successful term. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना कर दे
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लीडे
जहाँ भए परी पाउनु होस हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुस डेटा चलाउनुस संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकम को इन्टरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारू गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Madhav Prasad Cholagai has stressed that Kathmandu's urban planning must carefully consider its historical, cultural and ecological identity with a strong focus on sustainable development. Speaking at a seminar on the Kathmandu Valley Urban Transport Master Plan, Minister Cholagai emphasized the need for safe, inclusive and sustainable transport, noting that Kathmandu requires a special approach due to its unique blend of ancient heritage and modern life. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. At least 20 Palestinians, including several children and a paramedic, have been killed and almost 40 others wounded in Israeli strikes in Gaza, hospitals say. The BBC cited the Israeli military as saying tanks and aircraft carried out precise strikes against what it called terrorists who opened fire on troops in the north of Strip, seriously wounding an officer. It added that the attack happened close to the yellow line beyond which Israeli forces are stationed in Gaza, and it constituted a blatant violation of the three-month-old ceasefire deal with Hamas. Hamas accused Israel of using the shooting as a flimsy pretext to justify the continuation of killing and aggression against people. Both Israel and Hamas have accused each other of nearly daily violations since the ceasefire took effect on the 10th of October. Ukrainian and Russian negotiators have begun a second round of U.S. brokered talks in the UAE aimed at advancing efforts to end Russia's nearly four-year war on Ukraine. Al Jazeera citing Russian state media and a spokesperson for Ukraine's chief negotiator reported that both delegations arrived in Abu Dhabi on Wednesday morning, though the arrival time of the U.S. delegation remains unclear. Rustam Umerov, head of the Ukrainian delegation, said on social media that a new round of negotiations has begun in Abu Dhabi aimed at achieving a just and lasting peace. The two-day trilateral talks come amid accusations by President Volodymyr Zelensky that Russia violated a U.S. brokered agreement calling for a halt to attacks on energy facilities. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be misty in a few places of the Tarai region, partly cloudy in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says government is committed to continuing health insurance service, implementing one-dose system and making strong regulation despite financial crisis. President Ramchandra Porlel returns home after completing a four-day official visit to Japan. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari says Commission is working to control misleading information that could affect the upcoming House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March, and Israeli strikes killed 20 Palestinians in Gaza. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.